This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
On today's show, we roll into the new year with renewed energy or saving for retirement. We've got some tips coming up.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
And welcome in. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Got a great show planned for you today. With me is John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. And so, John, welcome.
How you doing, Steve?
Good to be here with you. You talked about this in the teaser, but you know it doesn't really matter how old or young you are. It's never too late to start saving for retirement, and so it's always good to take this time of year and take a look at what your portfolio might be, and let's try to get things on track if they're not, and keep them on track if they are. And one of the first things is setting goals to kind of keep you motivated. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's not sexy, but goals have to be done, and it's a big key to anybody who wants to do successful savings. You need to figure out what you want in retirement and what you need in retirement, and you need to set realistic goals to get there. I mean, milestones are always this. You can see your progress. You can see things happening. You know, I always see what my clients, use the 50-30-20 rule when it comes to savings. You know, put together a budget. Know what your budget is. So, and use 50% of your net income. So if you're getting whatever your paychecks is on a monthly basis minus taxes, that's what you have to work with. And then use 50% of that to pay the essentials, if at all possible. You know, put food on the tables, pay the mortgage, pay the car payments, insurance, things like that.
Sure.
That's the things that you basically need in everyday living. Then take the 30% and you use that for the things that you want. You know, whether it's, cable TV or going out to dinner, entertaining, things like that. And try to keep it at least to that 30%. And the other 20% use for yourself for savings. You know, was contributing to Roth accounts, putting away money for a rainy day, things like that. And generally, if you can use that 50-30-20 rule, at least that's a good start. Now, it's not going to work for everybody because sometimes the 50% for a lot of people, they might have to dig into the 30%. But try not to dig into that 20%, which is always pay yourself first. And that's one thing I was taught years ago coming into the business is always pay yourself first and let everything else figure itself out.
Absolutely. And one of the things that can help, though, is getting an accountability partner, whether that's your spouse or even a financial advisor like you, John. You can be people's accountability partner to help keep them on track.
Well, yeah. I mean, even for us, like I said, in the financial services industry, it's like an advisor coach or a life coach, we used to call it, where you have people that you brainstorm with, you knock ideas off of people's, just to see what they're doing, things like that. And have conversations with your spouse, Everybody's goals are different in retirement. I mean, what you might want to do, your spouse might want to have something different in mind. You might want to do traveling. She might not just want to hang around with the kids, or grandkids, things like that. So just have accountability, talk about it, see what she wants to do, see what you want to do or vice versa, and then try to come to a happy medium between both of you. There's no such thing as a wrong idea, but again, pay yourself first and like I said, everything else will figure itself out.
And when you pay yourself first, then you kind of get an idea of how much you should or can save every month.
Well, again, I mean, everybody's number is going to be different. That's why I think you got to make it a realistic goal. It's got to be attainable. And that's why no matter how much income you earn or what you're doing, that's why I like that 50-30-20 rule. What your 20% is going to be different maybe than mine, but everybody's situation is different. Don't worry about trying to keep up with the Joneses. Just worry about yourself, your own situation, and your own family needs. Your family needs. It doesn't matter what everybody else is because at the end of the day, you see all these people making millions of dollars in NFL contracts and NBA contracts, but they don't put food on your table. Only you do.
Right.
So understand what your 20% is and try to make it attainable and accountable.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that it takes discipline, though, and that's something that goes back to that accountability partner where, you know, you've got somebody sort of looking over your shoulder. Now, setting a realistic retirement savings goal, and like you said, that comes down to communication as well. It's talking with your partner, your spouse, whoever it might be, and then working with a planner like you to say, okay, well, this is what we want to do. Can you help us get there?
Well, exactly. I mean, and that's why the income plan we put together for a lot of our clients, I mean, it's so important, you know, understanding the budget. You know, we have software that we use. It kind of makes it really easy to identify different leaks in a budget. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to spend some this month on one thing, or maybe a furnace will go out, or unforeseen emergencies. But that's why it's also so important to have that emergency fund.
Sure.
You know, and everybody's got different buckets of money, whether it's emergency funds, vacation funds, retirement funds, you know, understanding the few dollars that we have to put into these buckets, understand we're putting them in for specific reasons. You know, like I said, if you have an emergency fund, and like I said, if the car breaks down, or, you know, things that happen in everyday life where you do not want to dip into retirement savings for that because of obviously different tax reasons and could be penalties depending on your age, you know, understanding where the leaks are and let's try to get them fixed. But again, it's all about accountability, setting a plan in place, and then following it.
You talk about budget. You and I have talked about it before many times. And sticking to a budget, one, understanding what your budget is a huge step. But two, then sticking to your budget, that becomes another challenge.
I mean, people get sidetracked, you know, things, you know, hey, I want to do this, or I see this that I want. You know, I need to get the bigger TV or the faster internet, or, you know, I might want to get different cable packages. There's so many different things that people can do, and it's really simple. You know, as far as taking advantage of money matching, you know, whether it's reducing rates, you know, different stores, buying different brand names, different credit cards, even moving credit card debts around could significantly reduce interest rates. You know, there's so many different things we can shop, like car insurance, homeowners insurance. Personally, I just save $480 a year on my car insurance just by getting a quote from a different company. In fact, I got more coverage. It's just understand where you're at. I mean, even could be refinancing a mortgage, saving 1-2% on a mortgage could put significant dollars back into your pockets.
Sure, absolutely.
So take advantage of stuff like that.
Well, and speaking of taking advantage, take advantage of that 401k match if your employer offers one. And you know, there are companies now that are actually upping the match from, I know, AT&T and Visa, two of those, and Aflac are upping it from 5-10% of your base salary. That's amazing. And if you don't take advantage of that, well, boy, that's bad on you.
That's the free money. I mean, you got to take advantage of the free money. So if you're getting that company match, you definitely do not want to leave that money on the table because you're losing out, especially with the new tax cuts today. People should have more disposable income coming into their paychecks at the end of the month. Start saving, paying off these credit card debts, maybe paying down the insurance. There's going to be more money in people's pockets, so take advantage. You should have more money for savings. Don't let that increase in pay go towards your wants. Put it towards your needs or your savings for retirement.
And for those folks turning 59 and a half this year and that have a 401k, you are one to quickly talk about, you know, doing that in-service rollover, which can be huge for people.
You know, right now, we're really busy, Steve, right now doing the in-service rollovers for our clients, taking advantage of the all-time low tax rates, putting that money aside, taking money off the table. How do you make money in the market? You buy low, you sell high. Right. Well, the markets today are at their all-time high. You couldn't pick a better time to lock in gains in these retirement accounts because so many of our clients, they remember what happened after 9/11 in 2008. Now they're on the 5-yard line here. They do not want to fumble when they're a couple of years away from retirement. Yeah, because they can't afford to wait another 6-7 years to make back a 45% loss like we did have back in 08.
Yeah.
So again, understanding what your options are, as we say every single week in our seminars across the Chicagoland area, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed? I mean, there's so many different options available for people that just don't know where to go for advice.
And again, you're the one, you're a great one to give a call to get that advice and to help get you on track and to be that accountability partner. And, you know, no better time than the present to, you know, jump in and get things moving.
Well, absolutely. See, for all of our listeners who give us a call, I mean, we'll do a complete income plan analysis for you, give you a complete roadmap to what you're currently doing based on what your current needs are. We also give out Coach Pete's 401k survival guide for 2018, which talks about all the different changes in 401ks and options that people have, especially when it comes to taking advantage of the free money and taking advantage of in-service distributions and things like that. We also give a Social Security maximization report where we show people how to take the most out of their Social Security benefits. It's where they're not leaving money on the table. And then for any of our listeners who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will, a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And for any of our listeners who come on board with $500,000, we provide them with a living trust. We help them avoid the probate process completely, all done through our estate planning attorney team here.
Finally, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees what amounts to be common sense and straight talk instead of, well, all that financial double talk and then a sales pitch. Folks, you just need to sit down and get that financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly can certainly translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. It's just an excellent opportunity for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call, 800-477-1135. And when you do, you'll receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now, but most importantly, a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. You've really got nothing to lose. The number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Coming up, listeners have questions and we have answers right after this.